Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it is again a joy to come to this time where we sit before you and your Word, knowing that you want to speak to us and that you want to tell us things about yourself and that you want us to know your Son Jesus and your ways. And so today, Lord, I pray that once again you will bless us with the presence of your Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives, that we may be able not only to hear these things and be guided into the truth, but also live according to those things. We'll give you thanks for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Upon One Day, and it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 8, and verse 12. The new law was given throughout the vast kingdom of the Persian Empire that all the Jews in every province were to defend themselves against anyone who might attack or abuse them according to the former law inspired by Haman. Although Haman was dead, the law he instigated to destroy the Jews was not able to be changed. However, between Queen Esther and her cousin Mordecai, the king allowed for this new law to be written. And in chapter 8 and verse 12 of the book of Esther, we see that it was written for a specific day. We read, Upon one day in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. The verse begins, Upon one day. Mordecai knew there needed to be a specific time when the Jews could defend themselves. It was not as if it would be every day there'd be a special provision that would be made, but the allotted day would have them ready to defend. Preparations in advance for this day would be necessary, and those who took heed throughout the kingdom would know the exact timing for their defensive exploits. The verse goes on to say, In all the provinces of King Ahasuerus, namely, upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar. Mordecai knew the first law that was given back in chapter 3 and verse 13 of Esther, where we read, And the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. For a moment, we might be able to imagine if there was an exact date for our demise. The Jews throughout all the provinces of the Persian Empire knew this new law, and the 13th day of the 12th month was burned into their minds. Mordecai's new command was written for the precise day of the first edict for destruction, and those who were troubled over the first law would now be attentive to defend because of the second one. Isn't it amazing how one day makes all the difference in situations? Things can be going in a certain troublesome way, and then one day turns the events completely. We might recall the time when Mordecai was sitting in ashes and fasting before the Lord as if the first law was sent out. And now God has placed him in a position to directly affect what happens in response to that law. As we think about this, let us keep in mind at least two lessons. One, God is always in command, even when it does not appear that he is. He always has a plan, and his rescue may only be one day away. Two, the position of humility expressed by Mordecai as he fasted before the Lord allowed for him to be used greatly throughout the situation at hand. We too must know God is in control, and we must humble ourselves before him that we may be used to fulfill his purposes in our lives. Next time, the edict will be published for the Jews to defend themselves. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word In Jesus' name,